The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. I apologize. I keep saying I'm going to stay away from the impeachment things, but then I make the mistake of turning on the sound here in the studio and watch TV during the break. This is such a joke. I don't even know who the Republican was, but right at the beginning of the commercial break, I turned on the sound, and one of the Republican representatives went step by step down the charges of impeachment, the articles of impeachment, and said, all right, here's what the Democrats say, but here's what the truth says. All right, now, granted, the Democrats are saying the truth is this, the Republicans are saying the truth is this. I get that. All right. I understand they both have different ideas about what the truth is, what the charges are and so forth. But my point is, this Republican gave a very articulate and intelligent rebuttal to the charges against the president. He was immediately followed by a Democratic congressman from Texas. And the first words out of his mouth were, there's one thing we all have to understand. The charges against the President of the United States are uncontested. What planet are you living on? The guy just before you contested. Every Republican, and by the way, this debate began at about 9:30 this morning. It's been going on for hours. Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. He's bad. He's terrible. He's awful. We need to remove him from office. Republican. We don't like him sometimes, but he hasn't done anything illegal, and we shouldn't remove him from office because we contest this, and this Democrat has the audacity to say it's uncontestable. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's just such a joke. It is. It is such a joke. Wow. Anyway, this story it doesn't surprise me in the least. And I wish I could remember. My memory is horrible. But I wish I could remember when I said on this microphone, I don't think it's been more than a year ago. I don't believe. But I remember very, very specifically sitting here in this chair behind this microphone and making a prediction. And I said, within 2 to 3 years, the Boy Scouts of America, the BSA, as they're called now, will be no more. They'll be gone. They'll be laid out of business. I wish I could remember when that was, but I do remember saying it. I said, I predict this, 2 to 3 years, the BSA, they can't call them Boy Scouts anymore because they're allowed girls in, the BSA will no longer be in existence. Well, a huge move in that direction. Here's the headline from one of our local TV stations. Mormons pulling 400,000 youths out of struggling Boy Scouts. Here's the story. It's actually an Associated Press story. For decades, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I'm sorry, this is another thing that I think is funny. If you remember about a year ago, the Mormon Church released a statement, do not ever call us Mormons again. We are not Mormons. Don't call us Mormons. We're not going to call ourselves Mormons. We are not Mormons. We are the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Don't ever call us Mormons again. Don't. No. Well, most of the news services have abided by that. So I have this story from the Associated Press. For decades, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But the funny thing is, last week, Joy and I watched a TV special. It was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And it was being broadcast from the Mormon Tabernacle. And it was sponsored by the Mormon Tabernacle. I don't know about you, but I think that's funny. But how would they call it? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Choir. It's a Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Well, anyway, all right, let me get to the story. For decades, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was one of Boy Scouts of America's greatest allies and the single largest sponsor of troops. But on January 1st, the Utah-based faith will deliver the latest blow to the struggling organization when it pulls out more than 400,000 young people and moves them into a new global program of its own. The change brings excitement and some melancholy for members of the faith and may push the Boy Scouts closer to the brink of bankruptcy as it faces a new wave of sex abuse lawsuits. Losing the church will mean about an 18% drop in Boy Scout youth membership compared with last year's number, and mark the first time since World War II era that the figure will fall below 2 million. At its peak in the 1970s, more than 4 million boys were Scouts. So in other words, they have dropped by over half, and when the Mormons leave, they're going to lose another 20%, 18%, 20%. And so it's very possible they're just going to fold up their tent. Tent, did you get that? Yeah. Fold up their tent and go home. The story goes on. It's a four-page story about the financial problems, the number of camps across the country that are being sold by the Boy Scouts, the number of facilities other than camps that are being sold. They are in serious, serious trouble. Quote, the organization headquartered in Irving, Texas, says it's exploring all available options to maintain its programs and has not ruled out the possibility of filing for bankruptcy. Now, if you had any doubt that the Boy Scouts are now under the total control of the far liberal left, listen to this. Seeking to ease financial pressure, the Scouts announced in October that the annual membership fee for its youth members will rise from $33 to $60. Now, how do I know that's a liberal left? Because that's always the answer. Double the fees, double the taxes, double this, double that. They honestly think that when they're struggling and they're losing members, that doubling the annual fee is going to help them? Only someone from the far liberal left would think that way. But get this. The Boy Scouts is supposed to be all about the kids, right? They're doubling the membership fee for the kids. Quote, while the fee for adult volunteers will rise from $33 to $36. So the kids, they're going from $33 to $60, while the adults go from $33 to just $36. The news dismayed many local scout leaders who had already started registration for the coming year. Last month, the Scouts confirmed it had mortgaged one of its most spectacular properties. The vast Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico to help secure a line of credit. The scouts say similar liens are in place for other national properties, including its headquarters in Texas and high adventure bases in Minnesota, Florida, and West Virginia. What happens when you abandon your core values? Ask the Boy Scouts. What happens when you abandon your core values? Ask Chick-fil-A in another year. What happens when you abandon your core values? Ask the Hallmark Channel 1 year from now when you abandon your core values. In order to try to appease the far liberal left, that's what the Boy Scouts have been doing. They have been trying to appease the far liberal left, the LGBTQ crowd. That's what Chick-fil-A is trying to do. That's what the Hallmark Channel is trying to do. May I say it again? Everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. I double dog dare you to tell me any group, any organization, any business, any church, any ministry that has drifted far to the left, politically, theologically, ideologically, that has not been destroyed by the liberal left. Show me one. Show me one. That's a sad day. Sad, sad, sad day, but I think they're done. We'll see, but it looks like they are done. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I gotta stop. I've got to stop. I cannot continue to unmute the TV monitor here in the studio during the commercial breaks. I gotta stop it. Because it's driving me nuts. It's driving me over the edge. I have no idea who the woman congresswoman was during the break. A female, I don't even know what state she was from. But the break started. I picked up the remote, turned off the mute button, and she said, "When I was elected, I didn't think I would be impeaching a president. I don't want to impeach a president. I don't like impeaching a president, and I wasn't going to, but a few days ago I went home and told my son, I don't think we should impeach the president. And my son said, but Mom, maybe you should. Mom, maybe you should. And I thought, maybe my son is right. And so I want to thank my son. And I am now going to impeach the President of the United States. What? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I can only imagine what the political spots are going to be like the next time these people run for re-election. I'm serious. Their opponents are going to have a wealth of ammunition for them against them in the next re-election campaign. Here is what my opponent said on the floor of the House when they voted to impeach. Oh, my goodness. All right, done, finished, done. Here's the story out of Texas that we will be watching because it's really important. A Texas judge, Diane Hinsley, is a judge down in Texas, and she is a judge and a justice of the peace in Waco, and she's been a justice of the peace since 2015. Last month, she was sanctioned by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Sanctioned by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Why? Because she said to a couple that a same-sex couple that wanted her to marry them. And she said, you know, I can't do that because of my religious convictions. But there is a wedding chapel just down the street. Now, again, this couple didn't want a church ceremony, so this is not a pastor refusing use of the church. They were coming to a justice of the peace. And so this woman says, I'm sorry, I can't do that, but there is a wedding chapel three blocks from here, and there is someone there who will be happy to do your wedding. Well, the same-sex couple filed a complaint, and now she has been sanctioned and given a public warning from the, what's the name of it again? The State Commission on Judicial Conduct. So she's being charged with improper conduct as a judge. Quote, Judge Hinsley said she did so because of her religious beliefs and her church's stand against same-sex marriage, and she had not been the subject of any formal complaint from a marriage license recipient before. But the State Commission on Judicial Conduct launched an investigation into the referral system after a newspaper article. Oh, I was wrong. The same-sex couple, they didn't even file a complaint. I was wrong. I was in error, and I apologize. They didn't even file a complaint. But a newspaper article in the Waco Tribune said she had referred them to a wedding chapel, and the same-sex couple evidently didn't mind because they didn't file a complaint. But because of the content of a newspaper article, this judicial commission has issued a public warning, and they have sanctioned her. Well, she's suing. Good for her. She is suing the State Commission on Judicial Conduct, stating that they have violated her religious beliefs. We'll keep an eye on that story. Good for her. Hey, we'll be back in just a moment.